Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Eric Cheng, who is the owner of 12 Creative. Today, we're going to be discussing Eric's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
For sure. Go ahead.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Just thinking back to, you know, when I was young, I always had this idea to start my own business. You know, everyone's kind of like pipe dream kind of thing. Along the way, my journey working at other companies, actually coming from print marketing versus digital marketing before, eventually I decided to take the leap and focus on my dream to start my own company. And the reason why we went into that, I wanted to be able to help our clients with tailored solutions that work for them and do it my way. Mm-hmm. What I found most fulfilling as, you know, a marketer or agency owner was seeing the results the clients had. We've had some clients who start mom and pop restaurants. We've had some clients who are, you know, larger corporations, but seeing the results come through when they either get their first customer or they have a campaign win or things work out the way they do. And even like creating branding or visual identities or logos for new companies, how proud they are to tell the world about their journey as becoming an entrepreneur, opening their business, restaurant, retail, whatever the case is. That's a great feeling. And that's kind of why I started and why we went into it.
I love it. Yeah, I think all agency owners, the one connecting thread is that they all love just helping people. And it's so rewarding at the end of the day when you're able to make such a difference and really help these business owners to help grow their businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how did you get into digital marketing?
So my background is actually in web design and design. So coming out working at print marketing place that I did. I always had a knack for web design and been doing it for quite some time. And I want to date myself here. as we did work for our clients on the design side of things and building websites for their businesses, the need for what to do after came along. So we have the website now. So how do I find customers and drive traffic to the website? Mm-hmm. And as social media started to emerge, more so maybe let's call it a decade ago or so, there was more like, hey, we have Facebook now, hey, we now, you know, Instagram is growing, how do we then get the words out using, you know, organic method or ad paid method to drive traffic to that website that we built and the business, because in the end the main goal of coming to us was generally to help that business grow. So we're looking through different tactics and doing that. And so as you know, digital marketing evolved, we decided to evolve with it and take on some of these other services to help our clients further along the way. So it didn't just end there, it continued onwards and we're able to service them continually and see them continue to grow.
Interesting. So when you first started 12 Creative, did it start with, you know, you guys were initially just offering the web design and development services and then it kind of expanded from there?
Yeah, initially I was doing kind of consulting under just to own like our own name and my own name and we were doing, you know, web design and marketing and so on. But as our clients look for more needs, you know, we started as a creative company. We're always a creative first company, and that's why creative is in our name. but then we start to evolve into more of the marketing thing. So at this point in time, we are a creative marketing agency. But I always leave it the creative first, because I think the creative is the key, what makes the marketing different.
I love it. So tell us a little bit more about 12 Creative. You know, like how big of a team do you guys have? Do you guys specialize in serving a niche? Just talk to us a little bit about 12 Creative.
Yeah, great question. So we've been around for, let's say, a decade now, actually almost 10 years. And it started small, but maybe about 5 to 7 years ago, we decided to rebrand just from my name as consultancy to 12 Creative. And really took the leap to like, hey, let's try to grow the team and build something fun here, like a boutique agency. Well, we're currently a team of 10, but then on top of the 10, we have a handful of subcontractors that are with us every day. They're not, like, you know, part of our core team, you know, in the office, but they're subcontractors that we work with on a weekly basis that really help with everything that we do and in their specialties, whether it be, you know, maybe an ad specialist or a writer or a drone videographer, things like that.
Yeah.
So we, as an agency, focus a lot on creative and branding, web design and development, and then, you know, social media marketing and strategy. And the niche that kind of fell upon our lap maybe a few years ago, which I love myself, is real estate. So we've been really involved in home builders and multifamily marketing, which is like apartment buildings and or condo buildings. And I think we do it well, and we've been able to take our strategies to building community and lead generation and creative, because it all comes together to build these strategies for these multifamily apartments. And I feel like it's been going great, and it's super fun. And we see the fulfillment of not only the property, but the people who live in there, and what, you know, and how they experience the brand. And that's been great for us. So real estate has been something we've been passionate about, mm-hmm. and where we're going towards that I'm really super excited about. And this year and for next year is we have 12 Creative, and then we have 12 Academy, and 12 Academy is going to be a learning platform to help our clients through online courses or workshops, where everything from marketing, branding, to even specializing to working with other small creative freelancers or small agencies to help them grow and teach them about the mistakes that we did in the past 10 years and put it into an online course to then give them the templates and the roadmaps and all the hurdles that we've ever encountered and teach them how to not have to do that. So, I mean, you know, that's something I'm really passionate about as well, too, is to help creative freelancers or small agencies grow and systemize and not take 10 years to do so, and just give them everything that we've learned so far. So that's something we're working on as a team here, and it's called 12 Academy.
Very cool. So 12 Academy is going to be for other digital marketers and agency owners, not for, you know, small businesses in general.
Actually, both.
Both. Okay.
We're going to have one of our core courses is the one that you just mentioned for digital marketers and creative freelancers. And the other one is actually for our clients on the marketing side of things. We have, we're going to have a marketing blueprint or foundations course, because a lot of small businesses, what we've found is they're not ready to engage agency, or they're not ready to have the expenses for the fees that an agency may have. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to take it on themselves as they want to, because it's super fun as an entrepreneur, and we all want to take on everything, as we all do.
Yep.
And we're going to give them a foundations course that they can, you know, purchase for fantastic value. And our team is then here to walk them through it as they need, through, you know, a group or calls or anything like that. But they're able to walk through, we'll call it a marketing blueprint or a foundations course on their own, and how to find their clients, how to set up social media, how to set up their social media calendar, and all those other things that every small business needs to kind of get an online presence and brand awareness going, and even mm-hmm. in person. And we're putting that out as well.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, lots of agency owners and digital marketers tune in for the podcast to learn how they can be growing their agency as well. So if they want to learn more about the 12 Academy, where can they go to learn more about that?
Actually, just on our site, 12creative.co, we haven't launched the full Academy site yet, but we will be actually in the next 2 weeks here. So just on our site and our newsletter, just to stay tuned. And they can actually follow me, and maybe there's a time to plug this later on, but follow 12 Creative Co on Instagram, and mine, ericchang.12, and I'm sure you'll put those in the comments. So
yeah, for sure.
I'll be announcing that. Yeah.
Okay. So around end of October, then that should be getting launched.
I would say early November to mid-November. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, so when you were first starting out with 12 Creative, what were some of those challenges that you had to overcome?
So many, as we all do, as not only entrepreneurs, but as marketers. I would say, you know, looking back, someone asked me this question this morning, what would I do differently? I think what I would do differently, and maybe this is not a challenge per se, but like, I guess what I've related to a challenge is we started as a, you know, creative agency and being broad and being able to service, we want to service everybody, and we would take the next client because we needed it to cover, you know, our expenses and payroll and all that. So whatever kind of client came to us, we took it, and maybe the budget was smaller and we took it. And looking back, I would probably do things a little bit differently by crafting like a particular package or service, productized service in a niche market, and just create a solution for a particular market. And for, I'll just use an example, for car dealerships, for salon owners, for personal brands, whatever the case is. And just really hone in on that particular thing. Because what happened was earlier on, some of our challenges that we were spending ad dollars, and our team, the sales team, which would be me initially, is just going out there and marketing to everyone and talking to every single person out there and saying, hey, we can help you with this, this, and this, and this. But it was so broad that I feel like we didn't address a particular pain point and give them a solution. So looking forward, creating, you know, productized services and package services that follow a particular system roadmap and solution-based outcome for a niche industry, I think would have helped propel us or any agency earlier stage. And it could be an industry or a particular just service. For example, I have some friends who just do Google ads for DTC brands, and that's it. And that's all they do.
Right.
They don't touch anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry. Google, Facebook ads, they don't touch anything else. They do organic content. They don't do logos. They don't do creative. They don't do anything. They just do that thing, and they do it the best. And we've seen a lot of success in, you know, companies that really do that. And I think that's where the referral is going, because you're going to, you know, go to the expert. You know, if you're having, you know, some sort of, you know, ailment, or let's call it a heart problem, and you need to see, you're not going to walk into your general practitioner walk-in clinic. You're going to go find a heart specialist, right?
Yes.
So that's some of the things that we've seen work well moving forward into, you know, the years to come. But looking back at some of the hurdles, I think that was one of the hurdles that we had earlier on, is that we were trying to be the agency for everybody. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't have done that.
Very good. That's really interesting. And that actually segues really nicely into my next question. So I know that you service the, you know, real estate and the multi-housing industry as well. So how do you bring in more leads into that industry or into your agency from that industry? And then how do you close those prospects?
I think same applies to every industry, not just ours. But what we have done more so is how to put out content that gives value, right? So similarly, what we're doing now in terms of a podcast, of course, run, you know, ads and Facebook ads, Google ads, and all that. But we also have, we've launched like a free branding training on our website that anybody can go to. We've launched what we call an apartment cheat sheet, and it's just a PDF with 20 strategies of how to really conquer social media as a multifamily apartment. And it's a free download. We send it out for free to our prospects, and they're able to use it on their end to take care of that on themselves. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, trying to close them on the spot, we try to give out value pieces that will get them, you know, in our stratosphere, but also just help them, and without asking anything in return. So that's one of the ways that we really shifted to try to do our, you know, lead generation and marketing and so on, but it's giving away great content that is educational, that will help them without asking for anything in return. And the second half of that, and I think maybe part of your question, is just like taking care of our existing clients, asking referrals, you know, instead of trying to get more clients, how do we service the ones that are already here, you know, and take care of them as best as we can and grow them, and also ask for referrals from that. And then creating case studies out of that, and obviously sending the case studies out and so on. And people can find those, like, you know, on our website and so on. But I think as an agency, client care is most important. When we see companies come to us from other agencies, it's not because they didn't do a good job. It's more so communication was not good, and getting a hold of somebody was not good. And so it took 3 days to call back, or they never returned my email. Things were running and things were working, but they never returned my call, or it took forever to return a call. There's too many layers of management, or, you know, account managers and all that.
Yeah.
So oftentimes when companies come to us, it's about, it's coming to us because of communication. So what I instill in our team is that communication is key. And even if we can't solve the problem or whatever is happening with the client at that time, just like, hey, we got your email, we got your request, we're working on it, and we'll keep you posted, is more important than not responding at all.
Yes, I love that. It's so true. Yeah, just when, you know, your client can feel heard and feel like they're taken care of and being acknowledged at the end of the day, it's it's so important. And just managing those expectations so that it doesn't snowball into frustrations as well is it's just so important.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing that they that's what they're paying you for, to be there with them, right? To be part of their team.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, so that's so interesting. And then, so what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown 12 Creative?
You know, I can say talking about clients or getting new business and all that, because of course that's all the challenging things that everyone's going to say, you know, getting new business and having the competitors. I think our marketplace in our industry is very competitive. Everyone and their dog is a social media marketer now.
I know.
And I literally, some dogs have, you know, huge followings that we hire for things. but you know, everyone makes websites, the social media strategies, everything across the board, anybody can do it. The barrier of entry is very, very small, which is also great in lots of ways. But it's very challenging working with competitors and price points and all that. And, you know, pitching business. And we often put a lot of work into pitching business that, you know, people change their mind because they decide not to do the project anymore, or there's a relationship that we have to, like, you know, overcome. But we put a lot of time. So, of course, getting clients has been very challenging, and keeping them, of course, is you know, challenging as well too. But I think the number one thing, when I go back to all that, that trumps that all, what's most important is the people that we have on our team. So building the right team, building the right environment, building the right culture, having a team that aligns with your values and your goals, and then training them accordingly to, one, suit your company and environment, but two, that meets their own, you know, skill set and the way they work as well too. And building the team, I think, trumps everything. I think if you're strong internally, externally be better. If you're strong externally, you don't have the team to fulfill, you're not gonna be able to take care of the clients anyway. So building the right team, I would say, is a number one thing. And that's something that we are continuing to learn of how to do. And now post COVID, things are more flexible with work from home. And some people love coming to the office. They want to work here all the time. They want to work, you know, as much as they can from the office, and some don't. And some want to work part-time in the office and some at home. And some people are better from home and more productive. Some people are better from the office, and some people are better other ways. And finding that flexible schedule, and everybody's different. So just working with everyone individually to find out what works best for them, to create the best efficiency for them, our company, and to have the best, I say, work environment and mental health has been the most important thing for us in the past, you know, few years and moving forward for sure.
Yeah, it can be, there's so many moving parts when it comes to managing your team, but it's so important to really just, you know, take care of your team, because it's such a challenge hiring and, you know, trying to find someone who is an ideal team member, who's going to be a good fit for your agency. And like you mentioned, align with your values and be a good fit for the role. So, you know, when you find someone who is a good fit, it's definitely, you know, besides being really rewarding when you're able to, you know, watch that employee grow with you and grow as a professional, It's really beneficial for the business as well to take care of them and, you know, just ensure they're loyal to your company.
I 100% agree. And we actually employ like other things too. Some of our team members are musicians or artists or other things that are on the side. But that's what their passion is too. And we try not to ever prohibit any of those things because, you know, that's what makes up that person and what makes them happy and feel good and and all that. So we want to, we always ask them, you know, what's important to them. And for everybody, it's different, whether it be time, flexibility, pay, work environment, you know, hours, in person, not in person, all that good stuff. So those are things that we, you know, looking back, and so you're saying what's the biggest challenge or hurdle or what's going to be really important? I think, you know, HR and our and building a team is number one.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important. Yeah. So where do you see 12 Creative in 5 years' time?
Well, that's an interesting, fun question. I think I would really hope to try to move more into our digital course academy type services. So I think we do what we do well, and I want to keep honing in on the niche of that and really streamline and productize our service so that we have, you know, the best service and produce the best timelines for our clients and best solution. But on the flip side of things, launching Academy is super exciting to us because often for us, our agency clients are geographically around us and we're located in Edmonton, Alberta. So we have a lot of, you know, Western Canada type of clients. But I want to service people in Hong Kong, in South America, in Europe, in you know, Southern Asia, Southeast Asia, at all times, 24 hours a day. So how can we help the local business owner that's in Australia, you know, on the flip side of what our hours are? And I think by launching our courses, we're able to help more individuals around the world 24 hours a day without being hands-on one-on-one service with them and giving them the tools in order to succeed based on our experience. And I really hope in the next 5 years, we're really going towards that direction so we can be have a global presence, but more so importantly, help people around the world.
Yeah, that's such an exciting thing to work towards. And the idea of being able to serve, you know, business owners around the world and marketers around the world is definitely really, really ambitious and exciting. Love it.
And fulfilling for our team as well, too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly. But first, I have the fast five for you. So I've got five rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The most recent book that I've read that I love and what people see out there more so is $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. It's a 99-cent book, if I'm not mistaken. It's amazing. It's really reframed the mind of how we position our offers and service as a service-based business. So it's $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. The second book that has, you know, reframed us to like, you know, kind of create our services, productize service, is called Built to Sell. And a lot of agency owners have you know, in my group have all said this is one of their favorites, is Built to Sell. And that one is John Warillo, if I'm not mistaken. And it's really being able to take a service, narrow it down, create a structure around it, and repeat and systemize. What we have in our world is, you know, client service. Every client is different and their needs are different, but they're really able to narrow that down so that we can make it best for clients in a set timeline. And Built to Sell is about creating systems, having an agency that operates itself so that whether you decide to sell one day or you don't, it's smooth running system and operation. And I think that's something every agency owner from day one should read is Built to Sell.
Awesome. Those are both sound like great recommendations. And I know I personally love Alex Hormozi. He's got so much great content on social media. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram at all, but yeah, surrounding sales, he just has so much amazing great information out there.
Yeah. I found him last year. He got the book maybe like last fall or last summer, fall, whichever. And since then he just propelled, you know, his presence online and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And what does your morning routine look like?
You know, right now it's ever changing. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so things are a little bit busy right now. But today, after Thanksgiving, long weekend here in Canada, I dropped her off at school. So it was a little bit, you know, it's thrown off my morning a little bit. Mm-hmm. But generally, I'm in the office early. I do my best to kind of game plan the day ahead of time, make sure I focus on my weekly and daily goals first before jumping into emails, which we always have hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. Mm-hmm. I try to outline the most important parts of my day first before 11 o'clock. So those things are done, whether it be working on Academy, working on strategy, working with our clients. Emails can be a forever ending, putting out fires and contacting a team and so on. So I try to take the morning to realign my day, plan it out, do the most important things first. And then the afternoons end up being meetings, calls, team meetings, all that other good stuff, you know, agency owners have to do. But at the end of the day, those key tasks are done first thing in the morning. So those are things that I want to make sure I do first thing.
I love it. I love how you're very intentional and organized with how you're going to structure your day every single day.
Yeah, I find I don't always follow as best possible, but time blocking, I think, is super important. Or else you'll be endlessly working on who knows what. Yeah. As it comes in, and time blocking on certain things to get tasks done are the great thing, the greatest thing.
Yes, I agree 100%. Puts you in control of your day instead of your day really just running you.
Yeah.
Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Oh, I follow many, you know, and I follow many on, I guess you call it, YouTube, Instagram. You know, one of the things, maybe this is not exactly a question, one of the podcasts I'm really loving over the past year is called My First Million. And it's Shan Puri and Sam. And it's not necessarily about My First Million as a name, but it's all about business and sales and deals and structure and systems. And it's been super great. One of the books that I recently read that I do love to, sorry, I'm just going to look up the Bob Iger's book. He was the previous Disney CEO. Mm-hmm. And I'll just find the name of the book here. Sorry. It's called The Ride of a Lifetime. And I found that book to be pretty fantastic. And he has been the CEO of a lot of big media companies, including the previous one as Disney. And the way they do Disney is so innovative. You know, how they're creative, you know, Imagineer, or you know, how they put their team and their culture and their patrons first. So I loved that book from Bob Iger and his story coming up from, you know, where he started as a young child to ultimately, you know, not only running big media companies but running Disney, which is a lot of people's favorite brands. That's a fantastic he's a fantastic CEO to follow.
Very cool. Love that. And what is your favorite online tool?
You know, we are currently loving Slack and Monday.com to do, you know, our day-to-day organization and talking to each other. But what I love myself, you know, maybe not online, it's just Notes app on my iPhone and my computer and my MacBook. But I also love Notion. So some agencies use Notion as a project management tool or so on. I love how Notion can be customized, and I use it as like my daily ritual tool, my daily everything tool, my visual board planning, you know, my personal goal planning. And Notion has been super fun to use, and I'm using the free version, and the free version has everything you ever need to do what you want to do. So Notion is something I would check out as well.
Okay,
so those are my fun online tool.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Your network is your net worth. So networking way earlier on, there's a lot of times where I was super shy earlier on to approach people, and I still am sometimes. But building your network is so important. You know, some of our clients now, and you know, and their great projects that come along the board, was a referral from someone I shook hands with 8 years ago, you know, and just had a good, like, you know, conversation with. And those, like, still trickle in randomly. And it's because of some great conversation at an event many, many years ago. They just remembered you. Building your network is so important. And in today's day and age, if I had to restart it all over again, I think creating content, doing a podcast series, doing YouTube, you know, posting every day, you know, earlier on, if we started 10 years ago, you know, building up a following and building up your own, let's call it media network, where you have your own shows, mm-hmm. would have been a game changer. And in some ways, that's also building your online network, right? So
yeah.
Going back to what I would have known, that I think building that following earlier on and using the social networks available, you know, and the tools available to build that, you know, and we go always look back, starting YouTube earlier, starting Instagram earlier, starting TikTok, all of those are great, but I think that goes back to, like, you know, building your network and relationships that you have, just like how you and I met now, and hopefully this continues on forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, and I just want to add to that as well, you know, when you're networking as well, making those introductions and connecting people in your network as well strategically is a great way to grow your network as well. Because, you know, as your network grows, you're able to make those strategic introductions. Quite often, you know, others will, you know, pay it back and you'll meet other people as well. So definitely making introductions is a great way to grow your network.
I think so. Being a connector, so important.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Eric. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed learning about your story and building 12 Creative. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is super fun, and it actually flew by so fast.
Great. It always does.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.